Hello, hello. It's your girl Kathleen, aka Cassidine, aka Sodine. And we are back. If you are a first-time listener or a returning listener, welcome to Sodine's Soapbox. Yes. Here on Sodine's Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it. Did you miss me? I know. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to. I know. I've been gone for a while. But we are back with season 2 of Sodine's Soapbox. Yes. So yes, as y'all know, I took a little bit of hiatus, but we are back. Okay, so as y'all know, I took a little break from the season finale, and I basically needed some time to recoup. But I am happy to be back. But of course, before we dive into today's episode, Please, if you haven't already, follow me on all my social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's Shameless Listo. I hope by now that you have caught up on all of season 1. And I just want to chat with you guys. Hit me up on my social media. Let me know what you think of today's episode. Did you miss me? You know, what are you looking forward to in season 2? Are there any topics? Are there any subjects that you would like me to discuss in this upcoming season? I made mention of it at the end of season 1, but I will definitely consider any topics and see what we can come up with. Alright, so today's episode is not going to be long. I just kind of want to play catch up and let you guys know what's been going on during my hiatus or my little, you know, break. Funny enough, I took a vacation from podcasting only for me to go on my real summer vacation from my actual job. So this week is actually the start of my hot girl summer vacation. I'm not gonna lie, it started off a bit rocky, a bit rough, but it's okay. You know, it is what it is sometimes. Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Yeah, it be like that sometimes. So, yeah, I had a little bump in the road when it came to the start of my vacation, but I'm not gonna let it dictate the rest of my vacation. So, yeah, I plan to do a couple things on my real vacation, such as visit a couple cities here in Korea. I plan to go to a couple concerts and festivals and just tour around town. I mean, even though the sky is basically falling, because there's polio, there's monkeypox, there's COVID back, you know, circling around the block. I mean, at this point, like I said, the sky is literally falling. So there's that. But other than that, I really just took this break to just give myself a mental break, if I'm being honest. Like, not just from the podcast, but just from a lot of the things I've been dealing with personally. You know, work can be exhausting at times and stressful. And then, as a lot of y'all know from the previous season, I'm not exactly close to all the main cities here in Korea. So I've been dealing with the fact that I'm pretty much a loner at this point. And I'm learning to kind of settle in that. Not saying that I'm not open to friends and things like that, but I think I'm kind of chilling on that for now, if I'm being honest. It's just that every time I've tried to make sincere friendships, things have always just gone left. So right now I'm just going to ride solo dolo for now. I feel like that's kind of the best option for me at this point. And then, of course, you know, I was going through therapy, which I've been going to therapy for a while. I'm coming up on a year. So I've been going through my therapy sessions and just kind of learning more about myself and how I can better manage my feelings and better navigate through certain situations. I will say I've grown a lot because there are certain situations that I would have handled it in one way, but I've learned to, you know, shift in how I handle it. Cause your girl from the Nuck If You Buck generation, and I'm learning not to, you know, buck as quickly, but to kind of use my words and use my words to benefit. Cause my tongue will slice a hoe. You know, sometimes I don't need my fists. Sometimes my words can cut you down just as bad. So I'm learning to also not do that. But also, I have just been chilling. You know, I feel like sometimes we have difficulty. And when I say we, I mean specifically Black women. Because as a Black woman, I'm going to talk from that perspective. We have a hard time learning how to rest and how to relax and just do nothing because we have this inner voice that tells us we're being lazy or we're procrastinating or we should be busy, busy, busy at all times. But I realize, you know, and I've been saying this for a while, that rest is as equally necessary as productivity. And I've been really taking advantage of that. I have been binge watching Criminal Minds, and I'm okay with that. Like, I've said this before, I'm a true crime aficionado, but Criminal Minds is my show. Criminal Minds, CSI. Now, I had already seen the entire series of CSI, Las Vegas, from like season one all the way to, I don't remember what the last season is, but I've seen the whole thing in its entirety. But I had never fully completed Criminal Minds, and Criminal Minds has 15 seasons. Each season has roughly between 20 to 24 episodes. Now, I didn't necessarily start them during my vacation. I probably started them maybe a couple months ago, but I'm not gonna hold you. This past month, I have been breezing through seasons probably, I would say 10, and I'm now on season 14. By the time this episode releases, I'll probably be done because it's like 15 seasons total. And I don't know what I'm going to do with my life because literally I've been just chilling in the bed, binge watching Criminal Minds. Like, it's funny. I saw this meme about Scorpios and it was like watching true crime documentaries is their self-care. And I couldn't agree more. Like, literally, that's my self-care. I want to find something about the Menendez brothers or some crime in another country that I never learned about. Or some cult that, you know, I don't know. That's just basically my self-care. Am I embarrassed? Absolutely not. I like what I like. It is what it is. But yeah, that's how I've been spending my little hiatus. So I've been binge watching, you know, Criminal Minds and also spending time with my family. You know, my sister and I, we talk often, but I've just been spending a lot of time with her and also just getting to know myself. I don't think there's ever a point in time that you stop getting to know yourself. And if you feel like you know yourself, then you're probably wrong. Because we all have triggers, we all have stressors, we all have things that bring us peace, things that bring us joy. And even for me, I realized, like, someone not telling me, like, dang, you watching another episode of Criminal Minds? That brought me peace. That I could literally binge watch a show and not have to worry about someone, like, judging me for it. Brought me peace. Because I was doing what I wanted to do. Or if I wanted to just spend my day in bed coloring, yes, I color. I do adult coloring. I find very relaxing, especially on my iPad. But, you know, just little things like that brought me meaning and brought me joy and peace. I don't know. I say all that to say, like, find rest just as much as you want to find productivity. I don't know. Sometimes I find myself feeling like I don't do enough because I give myself moments of productivity or I give myself moments of rest. But I realize that there has to be a balance. There has to be a scale. And yes, sometimes the scale can tip to one end more than the other. Sometimes there could be too much productivity and sometimes there could be too much rest. And neither one could be good. Moderation is always key. But honestly, I've just been having a good time by myself, with myself. You know what I mean? Like, that's the best way I could put it, is I'm just having a good time by myself, with myself. And I feel like that's the season that I'm in. And I realize that I'm trying to force new people into that season. Like I said earlier, my summer vacation was almost ruined. And I think it's just because I try to force things that shouldn't be. Yes, I'm still looking for friends, but I feel like God just keeps telling me, like, girl, this isn't about other people. This season is about other people. This season is about you. This season is about finding the things that you love, doing the things that you love, and enjoying it. Even the other day, I went to a Tim Burton exhibition or a Tim Burton exhibit. You know, I love A Nightmare Before Christmas. That's one of my favorite movies. I play it for Halloween and Christmas because in my mind, it's for both. And if you tell me otherwise, I'm not listening. I even have a Jack Skeleton Funko Pop. That's how much I love the movie. So it was really a great experience to go to the exhibit and just see his work from start to finish. But you know, I was supposed to go with somebody and they bailed at the last minute. And I could easily be like, well, dang, I don't want to go by myself. But you know what? I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. I walked through it. And even like the festival I'm supposed to be going to, I'm going by myself. And I think that's just the season that I'm in right now, is that I'm supposed to just learn how to enjoy things by myself. I keep trying to force, or not necessarily force, but keep trying to find people to enjoy this season of my life with, especially while I'm living here in Korea. And I think God just keeps telling me, like, girl, it's not about them. It's about you. Enjoy this season by yourself. And it's probably because, and again, I'm just speculating because God's plan is not my plan and his mind is not my mind. But maybe that I will be shifted into a season where I don't get this again. You know, I don't get this me season again, because there'll be a season where I'm with whoever my future spouse is and I'll have kids, or I'll be working with like different people and constantly surrounded by people, that I won't have these moments of me again. Not saying that I won't take the time to do self-care and create those windows of time where I do spend time with myself, but I don't think that I'll have this much time with myself as I do right now. And I feel like that's why there's so much emphasis on when I try to connect with people and do things together, that God's just like, girl, what'd I tell you? Are you hard-headed? Why are you not listening? And I know I'm one of God's hard-headed children, but I'm starting to feel like that's what's going on, is that right now I'm in a me season. I know there's the whole main character energy, which I definitely subscribe to. This is main character energy, honey. But I also feel like this me season has to do with me learning how to be a better communicator, a better listener, learn how to forgive easier, learn how to just move like water and not like soda. I don't know if you've ever heard the expression. Obviously, soda, if you agitate it and you open a bottle, it bursts everywhere. Whereas water, no matter, or water, excuse me, the Jersey came out of me for a second. Whereas water, if you shake it, if you throw it, if you toss it in the air in a bottle, it stays calm. It stays peaceful, essentially. And I'm not saying there ain't times, you know, to get a little, you know, to tussle a little bit, but I am thinking that right now I'm in the season where I'm supposed to learn how to use my voice to vocalize my feelings versus just burst like soda, you know, or because water can be just as forceful as soda. Water is strong enough to destroy a whole city just as much as it's soft enough to replenish the earth. For me, I think I'm just learning to be in my soft air. Like, I be talking about soft life, and I think this me season is part of that soft life. Now, soft life is also, you know, me seeing six figures in my bank account. I'm speaking that into existence and I'm manifesting that. But I think it also is a part of me learning how to be a little bit more calmer. You know, I've been learning how to vocalize my feelings a lot more, and that's scary. I've talked about how I'm a straight shooter and I say what's on my mind, but it's always been in a harsh manner, if I'm being honest. Now I'm learning how to speak up for myself, especially when it's uncomfortable, and in a very exact manner. And my voice shakes when I do so because it's uncomfortable. It's foreign to me, but I recognize that it's authentic to who I am, especially now in this season, as I'm getting older, I'm trying to get wiser. So I really just believe that during this break, I'm really learning that this is a me season, and it's in no way to be selfish or no way to be narcissistic in anything like that, but just the fact that, like, God wants me to himself, and also that I need to do things with me for me. I need to do things on my own and figure out how I navigate in certain situations. Do I get agitated very easily? Do I get frustrated? What causes me to feel anxious? What causes me to be at peace? What brings me joy? These are the things that I'm learning about myself during this point in my life. And I feel like I need to learn this lesson, and I need to not pass it, but really take it all in, because I'm not going to get this season again. I'm not going to have this time again, because at some point, whenever this season ends, I'm going to be thrusted into whether I become somebody's wife or a mother, or my career takes over or takes off, and I'm thrusted into rooms of people that I have to constantly interact with, that I have to constantly check in with and be accountable to. Those things are not going to allow me to have so much freedom as I do right now. So I just say all that to say, your girl's been doing a lot of, as they call, inner work. I'm just really just letting God do what he does. And that's just me coming from a Christian perspective. But the alternative would be I'm doing inner work and allowing myself to just be in the moment and enjoy everything that I'm experiencing, including the sky falling, which I'm definitely going to talk about that, because literally every time I open my phone, I feel like it's another catastrophe, and like, we ain't learned nothing from COVID, but we not gonna dampen the mood on our first episode back. And I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be recording again. I'm not gonna lie, I was feeling a little nervous. I didn't know if I still have it, if I still got it, especially as a new content creator, but I trust that God is going to be with me on this journey. And I trust that you guys will be with me on this journey. I'm thankful for your love and your support. And I hope that you stick around with me as we journey through season 2 of Sorting Soapbox. And let's see exactly where it takes us. So on that note, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. Again, if you aren't already, please follow me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Shameless Listo, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O, And also, please leave your girl a review and rating on Podchaser. You can find my podcast on there, Sorin Soapbox, SORIN'SOAPBOX. Make sure you leave a review as well as a star rating. Give your girl 4 or 5 stars if you please, but I would really appreciate it. Make sure you hit me up, chat with me. Let me know what you thought of today's episode, if there's any topics you're looking to hear from me about in the upcoming season, or if there's any guests you would like me to invite on my show. I have a couple ideas and a couple topics, and they're definitely ones I would like to have guests featured on. But if there's any topics of interest, I'll definitely take a look into them. So let me know. But all right, everyone, season 2 is now underway and I'm excited to be back. So I will catch you guys on the next episode. Until then, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya.